Proclamation number 6500 of 13th of March, 1956. God's protection to the servants and employees. Whatever may happen, I will visibly stand by my servants. After all, they will have to accomplish a task in the forthcoming time which requires a special willingness and aptitude which not all people can muster for an activity for me and my kingdom. It is an immensely significant mission to serve as a mouthpiece at a time when it is hardly possible for me to express myself to people. Only a few people give themselves to me if they own free will and serve me, i.e., they willingly do what I need them to do at the moment. And the most important thing is that people hear from me what they should do, that they know about my will and that this knowledge is conveyed to them by people who have received it directly from me. They no longer recognize the usual way of proclaiming my gospel, of conveying my will, and only few accept my word there. But I also want to address the people who do not present themselves where my word is offered to them. I also want to touch their hearts and therefore need people who lend me their mouth through which I can then speak to them. But I rarely find such willing servants. But anyone who has once offered himself to me for service is such a welcome co-worker that I will also smooth his path through life, that I will truly not miss his cooperation, that I will protect him spiritually and earthly so that he can conscientiously fulfill his task for me. And therefore I will do everything to keep him for this service to his fellow human beings. I will obviously support him in every adversity and danger. I will also resort to unusual means of help if such are necessary. But I will not do without his help because I need everyone in the last days who wants to be active for me. Only a few people make themselves available to me for work which applies to people's salvation, for work which means helping to redeem erring souls on earth and also in the beyond. Because only a few people have such a living faith that the spiritual kingdom appears more real to them than the earthly kingdom. That they are therefore only active for the kingdom which is their true home. Only a few people believe so confidently that they only arrange their lives for the real kingdom, which is not of this world. And of these few again only a few are willing to consciously help to attain that kingdom. The earthly world touches all people far more, for what the earthly world offers they can pursue, whereas spiritual achievements are not visible and tangible to them and therefore are also rarely only aspired to. And if a person has recognized the true value and the worthlessness of the spiritual and the earthly kingdom and in this realization has offered himself to me for my service, I will also make use of his will and his strength, which he is willing to use for the salvation of people's souls on earth and in the kingdom of the beyond. Unless I have an even greater task ready for him in the spiritual kingdom, where services can also be rendered to me as long as the battle between light and darkness still lasts. But first the earth is the aim of my concern, for it will soon have ceased to exist and the short time of grace until the end still has to be utilized, much work still has to be done on earth, for which I need eager servants and therefore also grant them every protection so that their work for me and my kingdom will not be impaired but will result in the greatest success. Amen.